In previous research, we showed that craving fluctuates over periods of hours and that craving increase was a strong predictor of substance use a few hours later. This was shown in the context of outpatient addiction cleaning during the first 2 weeks of treatment in daily life. How are these results generalizable to all users with a substance use disorder? How much are these results influenced by the context of treatment and the fact that participants were seeking to reduce or abstain from substance use? To address this issue, we conducted the same study among a group of substance users in harm reduction settings, meeting criteria for substance use disorder, but not attempting to reduce use or accessing addiction treatment. Subjects with sedatives or stimulant use disorder were included from a French harm reduction program. Ecological momentary assessment was used during a 2 week period and assessed participants 4 times per day on their craving intensity and substance use. Hierarchical linear and nonlinear modeling was used to test the prospective link between craving and substance use. Our results show for the first time among active substance users in harm reduction setting that increase of craving intensity predicted increase in probability of main problematic substance use a few hours later. In addition, our results highlight a bidirectional association between craving and substance use, which had not been found among participants initiating treatment. Our findings underscore the extent to which craving contributes to addiction chronicity, even in the context of active substance use and lack of abstinence.